From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and these are some of the voices from New York and the Republican convention this past week.
Georgie, Georgie is the preso. He was not elected. Said he'd finished daddy's war and thought he'd be respected.
This is the first Republican convention ever held here in New York City. I've never seen so many Republicans in New York City.
Maybe, just maybe, you don't agree with this party on every single issue. I say to you tonight that I believe that's not only okay, but that's what's great about this country.
We are so proud to be here tonight to introduce someone who read us bedtime stories, picked up carpool, made us our favorite peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and cheered for us when we scored a goal, even when it was for the wrong team.
Thank you, Barbara and Jenna. You make me so very proud. I have really enjoyed being on the campaign trail with both of you. It's kind of like the camping trip I promised to take you on. Tonight I have the best and easiest job of this convention, introducing our First Lady.
People ask me all the time whether George has changed. He's a little grayer, and of course he's learned and grown as we all have. But he's still the same person I met at a backyard barbecue in Midland, Texas, and married 3 months later.
Senator Kerry has made it clear that he would use military force only if approved by the United Nations. Kerry would let Paris decide when America needs defending. I want Bush to decide.
Even in this post-9/11 period, Senator Kerry doesn't appear to understand how the world has changed. He talks about leading a more sensitive war on terror, as though Al-Qaeda will be impressed with our softer side.
I'm running for president with a clear and positive plan to build a safer world and a more hopeful America. I'm running with a compassionate conservative philosophy that government should help people improve their lives, not try to run their lives.